Well, the fishing on True North starts off with one of the adventure vessels. We go out, usually about four or five individuals on board. You can either have an option of casting a lure or traditional bait fishing, which sometimes we get some live baits and take them out as well. And that then until we'll find a location, either in a small creek or on a reef or a coral outcrop, we'll drop the anchor and then drop some baits in or throw some lures around, hoping to attract a barramundi. And that's what makes it a fantastic opportunity, because you can catch a barramundi and see it at its spectacular. They're a jumping fish. It's very visual. It's so exciting. And nothing beats seeing someone catch their first barramundi. I've seen it happen hundreds and hundreds of times, and there's nothing that'll bring a bigger smile to someone's dial than catching a fantastic Australian barramundi. And I've seen it many happens. I've seen little old ladies that have weighed 40 kilos ringing wet and managed to catch a 40 kilo Spanish mackerel. And they are so excited, and it's something for all ages. People never lose the attraction to fish, even in well into their 90s. And I've had four people that their combined age and my age, it's a total of 364 years. And we hooked a series of golden snapper, all four people. They're well into their 80s, and a couple were in their 90s, and managed to land all four fish. And they were so excited, we went straight home with the four fish and had them for dinner that night.
So one thing that's really unique about True North is the fact that it's from the hook to the plate.
Yes.
So talk us through that. So you've landed a fish, and then tell me what happens to that fish.
So the boat catches the fish, it's brought on board, put into an ice box, and then taken back at the end of the session, and the boys will fillet it on board, and then it's presented to the chef, and the chef will make that part of dinner. It will be a fish dinner, and it'll be used, and it's cooked to absolute perfection. So you get to see the end result, and that's part of the experience on True North. One of my best fishing experiences was last year, and took a good friend of the boats and the owners out to fishing in an area, and he caught the biggest black jew or northern mulloway that I have ever seen, and I estimated it at over 40 kilos, and it was quite a unique fish. It was the same size in length as me, and it was a massive fight. This guy did his level best and managed to get this fish to the boat. It was so big we had trouble getting it in the net and then lifting it from the water to try and get some footage of it. But an absolute fantastic capture, and one that took about half an hour. But there's been so many spectacular captures, and that's just one of many. And I've caught quite a few people barramundi over a metre, particularly on the helicopter. That gives you an opportunity to go into some very remote areas in the Walcott region of Western Australia or the Kimberley, and opportunities are to catch meet a barramundi around that area.
I think the Kimberley is definitely one of the highlight areas to fish with the barramundi, and I think one of my favourite memories and fishing stories was fishing with the ladies. I always think the ladies outfish the men. Maybe because they're not so, you know, panicked about catching the big one. But it was actually with Craig's mum, Leslie, and a group of her friends. And we went out, and I think we caught two beautiful barramundi in the Mitchell River region. And it was actually Leslie's birthday on one of those days. So I think that was definitely one of the fishing days that stuck in my mind.
So being the cruise director on board, I don't usually take fishing tenders, but this particular day I was requested by a group of ladies because they wanted to have a bit of a competition with the guys. So we went out in the Prince Regent River, and we weren't doing too well. So what else do you do at 7 o'clock in the morning when you're not catching fish? We popped a bottle of champagne, and once the bubbles were flowing, we ended up bringing in a few mangrove jack. So we went back to the boat and showed all the boys up.
One of my favourite Kimberley fishing experiences would have been We had this lady with us fishing, and she was sort of dozing off quite a bit and wasn't really paying too much attention. And what turned out to be a mangrove jack took off on her line, pulled the rod out of her hand straight into the water, never to be seen again. Lo and behold, about 20 minutes later, another guest, also happened to be a mangrove jack, has hooked up on his line, swum around the rod that's gone over into the water. We've managed to get the fish, the rod, and the first fish that took the lady's rod. It was pretty funny.